Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look, again in this week after the Epiphany, we take a look at light and darkness, at what God is doing. And the first letter of St. John tells us, chapter 4, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. Think about that. This is a supernatural gift. This is not just you have to get yourself together somehow and be nice to people. This is a call from God. I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Do you believe that? Love one another as I have loved you. The power for that, the strength for that comes through God. I've said this to you before, but we all know there are people who irritate us, people who annoy us at times. But brothers and sisters, they're our brothers and sisters. And what we want to do is ask God for help so that when they encounter us, they experience love. You know, sometimes people are so hardened, so to speak, or so bitter because of many things that have happened in their lives that it takes someone just simply being consistent, no matter what they say or do, they keep loving them, keep caring for them in some way. It can be in all kinds of little ways, but opening our hearts to the needs of others, God will work through us. And, you know, I hesitate to say this, but I believe it's true. I think we would see some miracles. I think God would rejoice that we are becoming more and more his disciples. So reach out. Don't look for anything. Just love. It's hard. Take somebody. Maybe they speak in a certain way or they are devoted to just a couple of topics because they've never had anyone who really listened to them. You have to judge that, but you can. Let us in this new year really take a look again, at what God asks us, love one another as I have loved you. And I always say to the Lord, this is impossible. I can't love like you can love, but I can open my heart. I can open my heart more to the people that I am not paying attention to. No one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. He manifests his love by showing us through one another his desire to draw all people to himself. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. Have you come to know and believe the love that God has for you? Well, I'm Christian. That's not my point. Are you open to the love of God for you and of God using you to bring his love to others? Ask him about that. Take time even today if you can. Just ask him, Lord, show me over this next week or so, show me how it is that I can love better or more. He loves you. He died for you. A horrendous death. And he didn't die, as I've said before, he didn't die for billions of people. He died for you and for me. Brothers and sisters, we have a very personal God, and he loves us. Let us open our hearts more to receive the love that he has for us. For God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. And this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Well, we're never going to be perfect in this world, but we can be more so. We can love more, and that's what we want to do. We want to come to the day when we will perfectly love in heaven. But this is our training ground, so to speak. Well, take a look around you. What is one person that you could love more or be kinder to? One person. Watch what God does. And we come now to Psalm 72. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. That's what we want, isn't it? We want every nation on earth to adore him. God, with your judgment, endow the king. With your justice, the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Sabaoth shall bring tribute, for he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. You know, we're a society right now who in many ways pushes people to the periphery that we don't want to deal with or relate to. What if there were a Christian, strong Christian movement in this area, certainly within the Catholic Church, but all other churches, where we really, not just for a season, but really began, you can take very little steps at the beginning, but really began to love as God has loved us. What would happen to the world? You have no idea of the goodness that God wants to manifest through you, but he gives to each of us a free will. And we can withdraw. We can say, oh, I don't like that person, or I don't want to be in that place, or I don't want to do this thing. And there are times when that's very legitimate. But there are times when it's just that we don't want to be around certain people. Yet God made them. He created them for himself. Open your hearts, brothers and sisters, because I think God has a lot of work for us to do. A lot of work. And it mostly comes through being kind, generous, taking time to listen or tell someone, I don't have time now, but I will have time a little later, and make sure that you do. We need to love one another. We need to learn how to do it. And don't just try to be the perfect person. As I've said in a couple of programs this week, ask God what's the area he wants you to work on. Where are you weak? Or where are you strongest? Start as you think God wants you to start. Ask him. He'll show you. Sometimes he's put situations in my way, and I say, oh, that's what I need to do. And God will bless you. And then today we also read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 52. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, think of that. 5,000 people had eaten and were satisfied. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. And when it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were being tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And isn't that true, brothers and sisters? I've had that happen in my life when you're going through something that is difficult or challenging, and it feels like a storm at sea almost. And there are times when I sense, even in my own fear or my own concern, I am here. I am with you. I love you. I will show you. And he has. He will do that for you. Just choose to follow him, not like testing him out. Make the decision in your heart to trust the Lord with your life. I wonder how many of us, we've gone through all the, if we're Catholic, we've gone through all the sacraments, we've gone through this, we've gone through that, but what's happened in your heart and your soul deep down? Have you given your life to God? Are you really his disciple, his son, his daughter? Are you ready to follow him more closely? God wants us to. God wants to draw us closer and closer to himself that we might be a light in the darkness. We look again at this passage from the gospel. He said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. They were thinking of themselves. They were thinking of their own well-being. And of course we think of our own well-being. There's wisdom in that. But sometimes it gets all out of hand, and it begins in our own mind to look like, well, this is up to me. I've got to figure out what to do. But when we turn to him, brothers and sisters, he will help us. We all have, we all have times in our lives when we're starving. Maybe not physically, but in other ways we're starving. There are times in our lives when we wonder if anybody cares about us. There are times in our lives when we feel like there's no hope for me. For every single one of us, there is infinite hope, brothers and sisters. So even in our weakness, even in our sin, even if we've been far away from him, come to him and say, "Lord Jesus, I need a Savior. I want you to be my Savior. I want to follow you as my Savior and my Lord." Just talk to him and tell him that. Believe me, things will happen. I don't mean great and outstanding things, but there'll be a quietness about you, more peace. He will show you the way. Just keep saying that to him every day, "Lord, I want to belong to you." And he will do it. Because for the disciples, they had not understood the incident of the loaves. They thought somehow that it just, as we got everybody's together, we had it. But in fact, Christ had multiplied the loaves for them. And brothers and sisters, there are miracles he works in our lives sometimes too. Some of them we've heard about. Some of them we have not. But the point is that God is here, right now, at this moment, and he knows you. I don't mean a myriad of people. He knows you. He knows your weakness. He knows your strength. He wants to be your Savior, not just for now, but forever. He wants to be your Savior and your Father and the Spirit of love with you. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.